welcome to this week's lesson. And what I want to talk about is, you know, so often people tell you when you want to change a behavior, you want to eat better, you want to exercise more, is to put yourself around people that are already doing that, right? Read books that are giving you that message, watch videos, listen to audios, surround yourself with that information and those ideas and those beliefs, and it's going to begin to change you. But what I want to do is I want to give you a little bit more depth of why that happens. Okay, and I think as you understand this idea, it's going to not only help you accelerate it, make it happen quicker, but it's also going to help you to realize that the future for you of being healthy, of having the body you want, is one that can happen very, very easily. It can happen automatically. Okay, cravings can disappear. All right, and I want to explain why that happens. And it has something to do with a system within you called reticular activation system. And basically, it's an unconscious process that filters out what isn't important to you and filters in and brings into your awareness what is important to you. Okay, so an example I often use is the idea of your car. Right? Whenever you're driving your car around and you see another person in your car, right, your make and model, you notice it. Okay, you notice it because it's important to you. Right? You drive this car and you've invested in it, and when you see it, you just there's something that triggers your awareness. Right? Think about all the cars you drive by in a day, and you regularly notice this car that's your own. Okay? So this is an example of it working in action. But it also works to help you not notice things that don't matter to you. So, for example, if you're a non-smoker, when you go into a convenience store, you don't notice the cigarettes behind the counter. Right? They just don't even come in your awareness. Now, the interesting thing is that lots of things are like this. Lots of things don't come into your awareness, even though they could be right in front of you. Right? And so we want to understand this because when you make these shifts and these changes, and you become a new person, when you change your beliefs, when you start acting in a new way, after a while, what ends up happening is your reticular activation system changes. It only can notice a certain amount of things. And so what happens is it changes what it notices, and it deletes the rest. Okay, now, you know this has happened because chances are that when you were a child growing up, there was some toy that you were obsessed about, and maybe you had to have it, and it was your whole world at that moment. But then what happened is you got older, your opinions changed, what you thought was important changed, and you probably haven't thought of that toy now in a long time. Okay? And maybe even if you see it, you wouldn't even think twice about it because it's not important to you anymore. It's just not part of your reality, and you're not connected to it. Okay? And so what happens, though, is, and this is the magical part, is that it just fades out of your awareness. And that's the magical part, because what happens when junk food or processed foods or, for some people, meat, becomes not part of what they consume anymore? Well, what ends up happening is it just fades from their awareness, and they just don't notice it anymore. Okay? And this I want you to understand, because this is what the future holds for you. This is what happens. This is what true change feels like. It's, a lot of people make the mistake when they start dieting of thinking they're always going to have these cravings for ice cream and they're always going to have to fight them, okay? But that's not the way that it happens for people, okay? Again, I've studied so many people that have successfully lost the weight and kept it off, and they've done it in a way by they've changed what they accept that they will eat. Sometimes they've literally changed their definitions of food, right? And so this has partly happened for me. I did stop eating meat at a certain point. Again, you can lose just as much weight as you want eating meat, but it was a decision I made. But as soon as I did that, all of a sudden, when I go out to eat and I look at a menu, I don't even notice meat dishes. I don't even notice them. I don't look at them and say, oh, I don't want that. I don't even notice them, okay? And you already do this as well because, again, there's certain foods you just don't like, and you don't even notice them on a menu. You literally mentally delete them out. So how can we make this happen? How can we use this process? It's pretty exciting, right? The way we do it is there's a few different ways to do this. The first one, though, I want to go back to what I was saying in the beginning of the video, is that you want to get yourself around people that are healthy, that are eating and living the way that you want. And it doesn't have to be being around them all the time. Okay, you just want to get yourself around them as much as you can, because what's going to happen is you're going to hear their reticular activation systems. So the problem is that we usually hang out with people that have the same awarenesses that we have. Okay, they like the same types of foods, they do the same beliefs about exercising, the same exercise routines, all the rest of it. So what we want to do is we want to start hearing about what other people are noticing in the world, right? So maybe if you start, you know, go to a yoga class, for example, maybe you'll hear someone mention, you know, a co-op, or that there's a sale on lettuce at the supermarket, you get 3 for 1 or something, right? And something that little can all of a sudden tune your awareness to thinking about that, okay? So I'm talking about, you know, being around people that are doing these things, reading magazines, listening to audio programs, listening to videos, reading books, doing research, and just putting yourself into that environment, getting these ideas into your mind. Because on an unconscious level, they start tuning you. They start tuning you to recognize what's out there that may be healthier. And the other thing is that our reticular activation system seems to have kind of a limited amount of space to store things. So oftentimes, when you, well, for example, if I go back to my example, and I grew up eating a lot of meat. I mean, I was Greek, and it was just, that's just what we ate constantly, and food was the center of everything. As I became a vegetarian, I didn't retain all those awarenesses, okay? I wasn't as aware of meat anymore. It seemed that all of a sudden there wasn't enough room for it anymore. I couldn't hold on to it and just got pushed out, so I didn't notice it anymore. So what I'm telling you is if you start becoming aware of healthier foods, healthier behaviors, healthier habits or goings on, at the same time what tends to happen is the unhealthier ones or the old ideas and beliefs and awareness starts to fade, starts to get pushed out to the side. Okay, so that you don't notice it so much anymore, all right? So you may still enjoy ice cream, for example, but you may have this intense belief that you only want to do it occasionally, okay? Anything more than occasional just isn't enjoyable. And one of the things that begins to happen is it begins to trickle down into your awareness system, okay? And so that you don't notice ice cream all the time, it's just maybe at special occasions. I can tell you this is what happened for me. Again, I used to eat a lot of ice cream growing up. It was always in my freezer, okay? And now it's become something that I do occasionally in the summer, and it's an event. You know, I bring my daughter and my wife will go, you know, to a place outside, and it's a whole thing, okay? And I enjoy it, and it's great, but it's not an all-the-time thing, okay? So, again, the reason I tell you this is I want you to recognize that change is easy, that when you keep with something, when you change the beliefs as well that are the foundation of your behaviors, that what happens is you stop noticing the sabotaging foods, the things that you used to crave. And once you stop noticing something, the cravings disappear. Okay, there's not that battle anymore. You see, this is another example of the difference between conscious change of saying, well, I love ice cream, but I'm going to stop myself from eating it, and the idea of, I could take it or leave it, and you don't notice it all the time anymore, and so you don't have to fight against cravings. Okay, the latter is much, much easier. Okay, that's what true, genuine change feels like. Okay. Now again, you've experienced this in your life. You know, I use the example of when you were a child, but you can go through different stages in your life. Maybe when you were in high school, there was something that was really important to you. You know, in college, your first job, a new job. When you do these things, all of a sudden your awareness is filled with new things, and you become aware of things you didn't notice before. Okay? So this is a common thing. But recognize, the more that you influence yourself with books, audios, other people, classes, information that is, you know, quote-unquote healthy or in regards to the lifestyle you want, it works on an unconscious level, okay? So that's why I want you to put in your attention. Not just in, that's it, I'm going to do it, I'm going to willpower, muscle it out. Let's be more strategical, okay, about it. And instead, dedicate 5 minutes every day to reading a health book or a nutrition book or an exercise book, because it's going to influence you. It's going to change the way that you think and make the changes happen automatically, okay? So I'm telling you this because it's a much, much easier and enjoyable way to create the life that you want, to create the changes you want, okay? So get out there and make this a habit. Make it a habit. I can't stress that enough. The idea of a ritual of committing to a class every week, a yoga class or some form of health class, committing to reading a book once a day, for even if it's 5 minutes, meditating, anything that, well, actually meditating I would skip, because what you're looking to do is to put new ideas into your mind, not just to connect to yourself, which is very valuable in itself, but literally every day putting some good knowledge into your brain, okay, and into your awareness, because it's going to retune what you notice out in the world. You'll be amazed at the changes that makes in you, okay? So do that, and I'll talk to you next week.